This is CliffCentral.com.
Yay, happy Friday. Yay.
Ooh, I thought it would never come.
Wait, but technically, isn't Fridays your least favorite day of the week? Because Monday's your favorite.
This week. This week, Friday's my favorite day.
This week showed you?
Yeah, it showed me.
Yo, what happened, Leanne?
I think everyone's just back in the swing of things properly.
Yes.
And I was like a laptop robot yesterday. Clickety click click.
I know.
Not a moment in between.
And then before you know it, the entire day is gone. You think, what am I doing on earth?
Well, it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I hadn't showered yet.
Jeepers.
What?
You know, when you kind of hit the ground running, you wake up and there's an urgent WhatsApp. Drag your laptop into bed and just start.
Mm.
And I didn't finish.
Well, at least you were productive. Like, did you feel like you accomplished something and it's all good? Then, okay, no.
You know, at one stage where your cat's prodding you to say, are you still in this game?
Yeah, jeez. Please feed me.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know if people have had to upgrade yet their Mac systems.
I keep being asked to.
Then Microsoft Office doesn't work with the new Mac doodah.
Oh, wow.
So I had to upload the new Microsoft, which affects everything, like Excel, Word, everything. Then I got put onto a new system for one of my clients for running social media on. And the system is like flying a plane. It's the most intricate. You've got to do so many things before you can post something. It's not like just posting something on Facebook.
Which kind of takes enthusiasm out of it.
Yeah. And then the software editing or this photograph editing platform that I use called GIMP, because it's free, that had to be upgraded as well, and then it wouldn't open.
That just sounds like a program where everyone gets an apple in their mouth.
Oh, my gosh. So it was just a nightmare yesterday.
See, but at least you're making things happen. So
yeah, it's all done now.
I'm trying to find a silver lining for you here, but at least that counts for something.
Yeah.
And I know I'm that person, though. I think my phone is still like 3 software updates behind. My laptop is like at least 2. Because I don't know. I just think of, yes, I know it's a new software and Apple wants to give you this and it's bug-free that. But I'm like the admin of it all. And I'm still that person who uses my phone for basic things. I don't, no, I'm fine with what I have. So I'm just like, yeah.
So yeah, you've got to upgrade.
It does catch up to you.
Otherwise, Apple will actually break you. That's what they do.
It'll break your phone.
So
is that on Tim Cook's agenda now?
Yeah, I mean, that's the rules. If you go in the fine print, I'm the only person, only one of 3 people who ever read the terms and conditions of Apple.
Because we just scroll down to, I agree.
And what it says in 17.3.8.7
is that
if you ignore 3 updates, basically Apple is allowed to break your product.
Wow.
Because it means that you're being belligerent and you're not abiding by the religion.
You must conform.
So essentially you get 3 strikes. So if you keep saying no to updates,
Be compliant, yeah.
Thank you so much. Where would I be without you guys?
How are you going to develop the desire to buy a new device if you're not updating and maximizing your current
develop
device?
Desire.
Okay.
It's like you don't get it.
No, I really don't, clearly. Well, anyway, good morning, folks. This is the Gareth Cliff Show. It's Friday the 25th. Yes, the 25th of Jan 2019. Gareth isn't here. He's away for the weekend.
Oh.
Lucky him.
Leanne, did you know about this?
No, I didn't. I just thought he was late.
Me either.
Is there anything else that you guys want to share or air?
In due course, in due course.
We've got a whole lot of dirty laundry.
I don't want to be this person. I'm just stating what I know. He'll be back on the show on Monday morning. But Leanne, myself, and Ben are here to take care of the show this morning and give you news, give you sports, give you some things to laugh about, give you some positive and inspiring things. And I think I've encapsulated the show pretty well, right?
So yeah, as always, How's the week been otherwise? Haven't seen you in 2 days.
Unlike Leanne, I had a pretty decent week. And more particularly, I had a very interesting evening yesterday. You know, this weekend is the Sun Met in Cape Town.
Oh, of course, yes. I got invited to that. I thought, I don't live in Cape Town.
Look at you, Mr.
Is that a
Fancy.
Horse racing thing?
Yeah.
But it's, so it used to it's be a the horse racing thing that no one goes there for the actual horses or the racing.
Never.
No.
It used to be?
So it used to be the JMB Met.
Oh, thank you.
Back
that
in
makes
the day
sense.
When your generation, mm-hmm. and now it's the Sun Met.
Yes. And it's very a fancy doodah, la di da experience.
So are you going?
No, I'm not going because I was given, you know, like
you
general
snubbed?
Access.
Oh, general
and that
access.
That just doesn't work with me. I know I sound like such a bitch, but
general
anyway,
access,
just being honest.
And obviously you had to pay for your own flight.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, no.
Right? They weren't even putting
it's
me
not
up
worth
anyway.
It.
Anyway, okay, so I just brace yourself. It will sound like I'm complaining for a good 5 minutes, but anyway, this is what happened. So part of the festivities of the weekend is that Usain Bolt is here.
That was, I was just about to open that up because he was here last year for it too.
Yes. Yeah. Because he is one of the ambassadors for the main.
Does he run in the race?
No. Yeah, he does. He's number 7.
It's Bolt against the horses.
Yes, he wins every time.
He's in race 4.
All the time. That's what happens. He's an ambassador for one of the main alcoholic sponsors. And so they brought him out last year. He was quite a catch with the entire crowd because he's very like, you know, one with the people. He mingles a lot. He was dancing. We saw tons of videos of him just interacting with a bunch of people last year. So they brought him out again, this year. And so just to kick the weekend off and all of the festivities, they started off in Joburg last night with a bit of a gathering at a Sandton hotel with a bunch of people who got to meet and greet him. And they also were announcing a new product, this, alcoholic brand. So I was invited to join. Excuse me. And yeah, went there and I was like,
you are the worst person to invite you because you keep saying alcohol brand. They are looking for a plug here.
Not going to happen.
And you
because,
are like, whatevs.
And they should be glad because I'm about to drag them for filth for what I experienced yesterday. Yeah. Being the consummate professional that I am.
Yes, of course.
It's all good and well to go out there and party, but I was actually looking for content for that. So even before that, we knew when he was flying in. So I actually wanted to organize Gareth to interview him.
Sure.
And we were in conversations like that. And then all it was on Tuesday, late evening, they snubbed us for someone else.
The hell?
And that already like put a bad taste in my mouth. But
do you know who the someone else was?
I was able to do a process of elimination last night and I was able to figure it out.
Ava the spy.
Let's make it worse. I want to know.
To name and shame people. No, you know, let's be classy, even though we're dragging them for filth here. And so regardless, I said, I'll take equipment there myself and I will get the opportunity to just record a few clips with Usain while we're there and to make it worth it. But we get there, they announce that they have a new product. It's a mixture of champagne and cognac and it's Usain's new bottle and it's engraved by him, blah, 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 blah. They do the whole launch in that way. Then there are now interview opportunities. Now you hear people speak about certain things and they don't really mean a lot up until you see it in action. So Usain has always says that he's a big partier.
Sure.
He loves to party. He loves a good time. He loves to drink.
Well, when an athlete says he loves to drink, it's like, I'll have a drink. And I love that drink.
Yeah, and you take it with a pinch of salt. Yeah. You think it's just a fly-by comment. He started laying into the booze last night.
Oh, well, he's retired. Like, as I said this week, he's not
getting... Oh, retired from soccer, I mean. Well,
no, I mean,
well.
He's let go of the soccer dream now, so he's finished with everything.
Wow, this was at least like 8:20 when it was now time for one-on-one interviews with him.
Yeah, I've got to say, this is a very salacious story that you are unfolding here
I'm
for
just
us.
Telling you it's a very interesting evening.
With bare minimum of details.
Started laying into the drink and he only did about 2 or 3 interviews. And afterwards, his people actually said, look, we can't grant you interviews anymore because
he's
he
drunk.
Cannot do any just, more interviews.
He's Pussy Thursday.
He's out of
oh
it.
Oh my gosh.
They said, gladly you can come in, you can chill with him as long as you don't take any footage and as long as you don't record anything.
Oh.
So I'm like, people just get to gladly go in the room and you chill with him.
I can see the headline now. Usain Bolt hammered. Sia Sangweni from the Gareth Cliff Show on Cliff Central. Release this.
So good. I really could have. So we were just now like sitting in the room with Usain Bolt. His people are all over the place. He has an entourage of like 8 people. It was him dancing around the room and all of us just like in awe of what is going on. Cause yes, it's all great to meet people like this, but you also want to get a job done and you had a certain vision for the evening.
That's
and
why
now
you
you're
there.
Seeing
yeah.
Usain Bolt like blasted out of his mind. We like it was so unbelievable.
Well, I didn't want to state the obvious, but you shouldn't really put spirits with
cognac and champagne.
I mean, Leanne, back me up here. That's going to get you on your ear quite quickly. And they actually made a product this
which
year.
Is the right way to do things.
Sure.
Oh.
I get that. But I mean, if you're looking for a little tipple, I wouldn't suggest this product because they're really coming out guns blazing.
Look, and I was actually telling Leanne off air before we started the show that I didn't have a lot to drink last night. I think I had like 3-4 glasses. And
yeah, with your frame, that's like a shit ton. I didn't have much.
It's more than the liquid in your body.
I just had the 23 units, but not much.
And I didn't feel buzzed or drunk last night, but I woke up this morning feeling a little headachy. So clearly this thing has scope to it. And no thing, given Usain Bolt, he was out of it last night in that way. So by 9, we called it a night. And as we were all walking out of the hotel, 3 cars all pull up, these fancy souped up Range Rovers all pulled up with his personalized number plates for Usain. He and his crew did an outfit change and they looked like a team of mafias.
In the car park?
No, they went up to his room and they now all come down.
That's what happened is, you see, you can rock up to the hotel, there's Usain Bolt and his jock stumbling for a pair of pants.
One leg in a pair of pants and one... floundering around.
I actually want to also bring this up when Sibongile has arrived here a little later because she was also with me yesterday and one of his crew was very rude to Sibongile, like started calling, referring to her as sister and like demanding her to do things. They're like, ah, sister, get out of the way, sister, we're taking a picture. And we're like, okay, like, why are you so rude and loud and was uncomfortable? So they look like a pack of mafia members, all of them in like these coordinated suits. They were all wearing top hats. And then they moved off to a club. We were actually able to, because we traveled with them relatively, until I took my own way home. But they all turned into this popular club. They went to Taboo last night.
Yeah.
And we thought, this is really just not going to end well. So I would have loved this morning to be able to tell you about like, oh, Usain's 2019 plans and the great things he has going on and why he's so excited to be in South Africa and some other, you know, great news. But all I can say is he knows how to, you know, down a drink.
Jeez.
Oh, that's disappointing, Sia.
Oh, you know, you win some, you lose some, but heaven only knows what he's going to do this weekend.
As I've been saying for years and years, you shouldn't ever really get too close to sports people. Just always admire sports people for the sport they do. I'm not saying his
behavior. Why do they usually disappoint in the
flesh? No, look, I'm not saying his behavior last night, anything untoward. This is all very human, you know. This is him just having a party. So there's nothing wrong with that. But like, I mean, I'm not saying Sia had the expectation either. So that people in general always have such high expectations of sports people, celebrities in general.
Yeah.
But they just want to, you know, get on their ear like everyone else.
Yeah, they're just people.
And this is now not me being petty and personal as well, but a lot of these celebrities and high powered people live in a yes world.
Completely.
Where what they say goes. And it's understandable they have the power, they have the money. And not even in a dramatic example like that. But Usain saying, I'm not going to do any more interviews. And things just go that way.
Yeah.
It's slightly frustrating because I was talking to some other members of the media who were there. There was someone from a newspaper who had reserved a photo and interview for him on the cover page. And now he's screwed at like 9 p.m. and they have to go printing at like 3.
You know, your editor doesn't understand that. It's like, well, make it happen.
They don't want to hear that, you know. So at least with other shows, you know, us in particular, we can move on. We can discuss other things. But what do you do in cases like that? And it's also like people who made the sacrifice and they came all this way and they brought equipment and they hired things out. And now because of you in your own personal yes world, you get to dictate things like, no, I'm not going to do it. It's kind of... You know, you really are thinking about yourself and no one else. So it's slightly frustrating in that manner, I guess. Yeah. So Usain Bolt, folks.
What a story, yeah.
Sure.
What a story.
I know. I wonder what will come out from his activities this weekend, but I'm telling you, it's going to be absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, if this is how it's starting.
Yeah. And I would have loved to drink more, but I didn't get anything, but it's fine. Anyway,
Ben. It's looking like a goodie bag.
No, now we're really dragging them for fault. No, it's fine. You know, it was decent and good enough. We got the moment. What about you, Ben? How's your week?
Not great, so yeah. As I said,
You started off the
week on a bad note. My neighbor passed away, and yesterday was the memorial itself, like the service. It's like over 300 people. One of the most well-loved like individuals I've ever had the good fortune of meeting. It was just so sad. You know, like you try to go to these things, you like, you know, celebrate the life of someone.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know, maybe it's just too soon for me. It's just ridiculously sad. And yeah, I can't say I've ever felt, you know, like I'm very efficient with the things that I care about in life. You know, it's like,
what do you mean by that?
I don't care about a lot of things. Just don't. And I don't trouble myself with all the noise of the world. And like when you do really care about someone or something, and you know, it just really hurts, and it's just strange emotions, strange things to feel.
What's the family like? Was your neighbor married or had kids? Or
no, he wasn't, but he had found the love of his life last year,
and she was the one who discovered him first.
Yeah.
So initially, you said it was probably a heart attack. Is that still?
Yeah, and I haven't asked any more questions. It's just been such a sad time. And like his whole family's been next door the whole week, and such nice people. And just, yeah. It's just
and he wasn't ill. It came as a shock.
Yeah, very much so.
Sure.
He was a year older than me. Anyway, it's not really a big Friday discussion, but yeah. So I haven't had the greatest week, but yesterday I actually got to play golf for the first time since, like 2 months.
What?
And that was good.
You didn't play golf for 2 months?
Yeah, over like peak golfing. Yeah.
That is very unlike you.
I know, but I haven't been able to. But now I did, and that made my head and my heart feel a bit better.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, so
golf to beat the blues.
Sadly, I'm not an absolute ray of sunshine at the moment, like, as you guys would normally expect.
Yeah, I kind of picked that up this morning a little bit.
Just a tad bit, maybe.
A hint of a...
I know, when I arrive here, you all rely on my radiance and charm.
Mm.
We really do, Ben. Absolutely.
Hang on to every second.
I'm hoping it'll be back, but yeah.
Talking about golf, I was actually thinking about something yesterday afternoon and also this morning. How's... if all of the fitnessy New Year, New Me trends going? Because you go to gym every now and then. Not anymore.
I haven't been in like 4 or 5 months.
Okay, you haven't been. Never mind then. This is null and void.
Yeah, I've been a shadow of my former physical self. And yeah, it hasn't been great in that respect.
Well, because I was thinking this morning, I actually started counting. When I saw this is becoming a slow trend, I have an 11 to 12 minute commute to work from home, and there were 16 people who were out jogging this morning alone. And they now, like, you know, it's all packs. And I've noticed over the past few weeks, there's this cycling crew in my neighborhood as well. So people are really taking this whole New Year fitness thing seriously, even though it's close to a month.
It's the 24th of January. Next month, no.
Do you think we should have this conversation in like 2 more weeks and
see how far I have the exact same thing. When I ride in the morning, I go along this nice road and there's runners all the time. They're already starting to taper off a bit.
Oh, I'm waiting for that.
They make me feel really bad.
Why?
So what do? You hurl abuse at them as you drive by?
I kind of pull a zap as I've passed.
Because I
go, big deal.
Yeah, big whoop. Going around.
Ooh, look at you.
Old smug and healthy.
And then I light a cigarette.
Do you ash it out on one of their heads or something? Because I need to ask Anthe about this one of these days. I think she's on one of those cycling teams.
Oh, yeah, Anthe totally is
that cycles in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And they, like, chant and they sing and they're, like, all very happy.
Oh, no, that makes my stomach turn. Can't do that.
The end will drive into that
group activity.
5:30 when I'm still grunting and moping around the house just trying to get into the car and get here in time.
I'd rather do an aerobics class where you have to hold hands and clap and stuff. And that's saying something.
Yeah, and I'm not really like the fitness buff, but I don't think aerobics you have to hold hands.
Trust me, you weren't there when it started.
Oh, is that how it really started? And there's never been a fitness thing for me that truly worked. No, and
what did you do at school?
Yo, I did everything. To be quite honest, I was that kid who tried a lot of different things, even though I failed miserably.
Okay, so you weren't first team rugby, first team cricket, first team.
No, I actually was in the swimming team for like 2 years, and then swimming just wasn't my vibe. But I did rugby. Yeah, rugby. I always tell you I was on the. Was it the sixth? Yeah, and the 14F. You can count on what that is. B, C, D, E, F. Yeah, the sixth rugby team. I did cross country for a while. I did soccer for a while. Yeah, but just fitness and sport was never my thing. Mm-hmm. But this year I have been considering doing boxing.
Oh.
Just because I want to be a badass. I want to be able to say, I'm going to punch you in the throat and truly mean it, because I can swing a punch. So let's see. And I've also heard that like boxing really gets you very defined.
It does. It gives you, yeah, it's a great exercise. And also it gives you a lot of confidence as well. So it's not like just going to do leg press or skipping or some shit. You know, like boxing really gets you into your understanding what your body can do and teaches you discipline.
Well, confidence isn't exactly something that I truly need. I just want
different kinds of confidence.
Got you. As I've been saying recently, I just want to look photoshopped. That's all. By like September, I need to be walking around in a Speedo looking absolutely ripped. Ben, you aren't. Yeah.
You forgot the last word of that sentence.
I was like, you really aren't on my vibe here. You don't feel all too excited about this endeavor of mine.
I got the same endeavor. This is all. Let's do it together. It's not, but like, let's say we do.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's not overcommit ourselves and things happen. Why haven't you been going to the gym?
I'm very tired of talking about it, but I have had an ailing back. Just very tired talking about it, so I just haven't been going.
At least you aren't walking skew.
No. I think I've finally turned the corner, but I mean like for reals this time. I've developed like this sort of like routine of daily like morning yoga things, and I feel so much better. Again, it goes back to like understanding your body. So you go see these people who tell you different things, and it's all very useful when you take it in like a greater scheme of things. And yeah, I mean, yesterday I felt strong again. Like I felt good. Like this morning is a bit
off
the
golf.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's all in the right direction. I'm very excited about that.
Leanne, should we even
ask? No, it's still not happening for me.
Okay.
I've been trying to walk the dog for about 7 months.
You get to the front door and you say, right, that's enough.
Oh, I do have my summer body, though.
This poor dog just sitting there with a leash around his neck going, one day, one day.
He walks himself, like he runs around the garden. I think that's enough.
That's not a walk.
You think that's enough? That's just a dog playing around and running. It's not a proper walk.
Yeah. No, it's tough. Depression kind of gets you into this rut, and you just can't take that first step. No. This is like immobility. It's really difficult. But one day, I'll get my 2023 summer body.
Oh, okay. Because right now you have a summer body, a winter body, a spring body, an autumn body. It's just...
It's an everybody.
There we go. Gotta take what you gotta take. Gotta work it in that way. All right. It is 6:28. Do you want to get into the five things that you need to know this morning?
Yeah.
By the way, this is Friday, so it's No Politics Friday.
Mm.
Yes.
Refreshing in that way.
Yes.
Because if as well you didn't listen to the show yesterday, we had the burning platform. There were a bunch of different topics that were touched on. So if you didn't catch that, go to cliffcentral.com and just listen to that podcast.
There's a lot of heavy politics stuff going on at the moment.
It was a big heated week.
Election weekend this week. Is it this weekend? Yes.
Voter registration.
Sorry, that's it. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
It's the last weekend.
So a whole lot of this is going on. I have lost count of things and stories to follow, whether it's Bosasa and this inquiry and that inquiry and this one who's been called for some court case. It was a lot, but go into cliffcentral.com and listen in on the burning platform for this week. So, but for this morning, rather, no politics at all. And if you do want to get into the conversation, though, you can call us on 0861-555-189, or you can Skype us on Cliff Central Studio, or you can text us on 079-748-2090. Did I pronounce? 2090.
The last zero was like zero.
You all sounded fine to me, sir.
Thank you, Ben. This is why I need you. All right, five things that you need to know this morning on a No Politics Friday. Leanne, as you pointed out, first story this morning, it will be voter registration weekend. And actually, the South African Weather Service is now chiming in and warning us. They're saying that residents in the eastern part of South Africa should brace themselves for stormy weather this weekend. According to the Weather Service, affected provinces include Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo, the northeastern Free State, and western KZN. So they say that storms in some of these areas may become severe, producing one or combination of the following: large hail, abundance of small hail, and heavy downpours, which could lead to localized flooding and strong damaging winds.
Oh, gosh.
Jeez, I had to brave the elements just yesterday. We had a huge storm, and I had to run around. I had to get to my car with an umbrella through the lightning.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, it's not only the hail, but the lightning is just incredible at the moment.
My gosh, the weather does look dreadful for the weekend.
Mm, I don't mean to sound 80 years old by talking about the weather, but I think
I sound like Gareth.
But it will affect voter registration.
Voter registration. There's two massive cricket matches this weekend, and that's still an outdoor sport, Leanne. So yeah, it's very difficult.
Yeah, we've had, I think it's safe to say, we've had a storm in Joburg at least once every afternoon this weekend.
Like hardcore though.
Yeah. And I'm so glad I've been at home every time it happens in the afternoon. It's been quite freaky. The Weather Service also continues to say that extreme conditions were the result of the presence of an upper air trough over central parts of the country. Country.
You can't break that word up, Sia. Say it all in one.
Ah, country. I can do whatever I want if my people are also doing the same. Second story you need to know this morning. Police are currently searching for four gunmen who robbed a jewelry store at the Glen Shopping Mall in the south of Johannesburg yesterday afternoon. So far, it's understood that the group confronted staff and customers at gunpoint and made off with an undisclosed amount of jewelry. Shucks. The police's Lungelo Dlamini says the information received states that no shots were fired and no one was injured, but police are appealing to anyone who might have information about these suspects to contact Crime Stop. It seems quite a very 1992 crime
to rob a jewelry store.
I'm not making light of the situation, really, yeah. And I'm glad no one was injured.
It's like really obvious.
Yeah, like back in the 90s, you'd rob jewelry store. Now you do like online fraud. I'm not condoning crime. I'm not advising anyone to do crime, but I'm just putting it out there.
Well, they're relatively soft targets because the store itself will have maybe one person at a door, if it's a very high-powered store. Otherwise, you're in a mall where, what's at the exit? A boom gate. Maybe like two security guards who are asleep, so.
Yeah, but if you go to Diamond Walk in science and you see all of these like bodyguards, then they're like gates on the,
yeah, that's a very different kind of thing.
Oh,
because okay. they've got the money to do that.
Must be nice. Technical recession for whom? Anyway, third story you need to know this morning. Dozens of UNISA accounting students whose applications were in limbo have now been accepted. So last week it was in the news that several students had been speaking out about their applications for the certificate in the theory of accounting program was rejected or pending because it was already full. And the problem supposedly stemmed from the Department of Higher Education and Training's enrollment management plan, which places a limit on the number of students allowed in a course. But now they're happy to say UNISA management has said that students whose applications were in limbo will now be processed for all eligible students who had trouble registering due to space limitation. The university spokesperson Martin Ramotela says that the institution will not be incurring penalties as it's still within its target as prescribed by the enrollment management plan. So good news for some people who were looking for that and looking to study through UNISA and in particularly studying accounting this year.
Yeah, please let them get their degrees. We need them. I do. Because I ain't going to do that work.
Hails, yes. We need all of the accountants that we can actually get right now. Another story that you need to know this morning, the police in Sunnyside in Pretoria are searching for a woman identified as Lebogang Botolo to assist in an ongoing investigation following the rescue of an abandoned baby. Sunnyside police spokesperson Captain Daniel Mavimbela said a three-week-old baby girl was found inside a handbag on Monday on the sidewalk of a street. Police are appealing to the public to assist them to locate a woman known as Lebogang Botolo, who could possibly help to advance the child neglect investigation that arose from this incident. The baby is recovering inside an incubator at a local hospital following her admission on the same day, shortly after the police had rescued her and arranged for medical intervention. This is quite a sad story. No, whatever the circumstances were of this to happen, it's still this little baby's life who, you know.
I don't know how it's in a human being to abandon a baby. It's just not right.
At 3 weeks old. Mm-mm. You know, like, give it to someone else. I don't know, put your baby up for adoption. You had 9 months to contemplate this pending arrival. To now let a child suffer like this is quite cruel. But anyway, on a bit of a lighter note, in the fifth story that you need to know this morning. There we go. Musenberg mother Angelique Repepi, I'm not even making that up, R-I-P-E-P-I, Repepi, who went missing when she went for a job interview at a shopping center in Tableview, has thankfully been found alive and unharmed. Repepi had gone missing and was last seen by a friend who had dropped her off at the mall last week Saturday. Police spokesperson F.C. Van Veek said the 25-year-old had been reported missing on Sunday. According to reports, Angelique left her residence in Musenberg Saturday at approximately 7:30 a.m. and was dropped off by a friend at a mall in Tableview. But on leaving her residence, she was dressed in a white and blue floral top, black tights and brown tackies. Now, the Pink Ladies and other organizations, including an anti-human trafficking group, had been assisting in the search, and it was the Pink Ladies who announced that she had been found. Two women saw Angelique in the southern suburbs and recognized her from a flyer and called SAPS to fetch her. She has been taken to hospital, and we thank, and they, the Pink Ladies, thank everyone for searching and assisting to bring her home safely. The family needs space now. But yeah, quite a bit of a bizarre story, but at least it has a positive outcome. So at least a missing mom has now been found alive and unharmed. And those are the five stories you need to know this morning on a No Politics Friday.
Very good, Sia.
Just before we get to the sport, we have a message from Michelle. Michelle says, as I'm a bit like you when it comes to group sports, I had shoulder surgery on Wednesday, and have been going on epic walks in my neighborhood with lots of dogs and cat time at all houses. That's what Michelle says.
Okay. I'm still not feeling the motivation, but you go.
Leanne,
and happy healing.
Yeah, happy healing, Michelle. And I'm not trying to make you feel bad, Leanne, but you know, Michelle is actually recuperating here. She had surgery.
I know.
And she's still, you know, making inroads.
I know. Makes me feel a little bit more guilty.
No, it's fine. We still don't like people who are super, super fit and whatnot. Let's go straight into the sport. Ben, what do you have for us?
Sia, there is so much cricket this weekend. It's the Aussie Open Finals, and Thierry Henry already given the arse at Monaco.
Oh, Thierry Henry, alrighty.
All right. Okay. Yes. So your Friday sport. Welcome to the weekend. This is where you get to drink beer, say things with your friends that don't often make sense, but hey, it's the weekend. You've earned the right. Or just ignore those people around you, sit in front of the TV and get a little bit chubbier because that's all you want to do. You're welcome to all of this. These are your big attractions. Let's start with the football, shall we? Let's start with the Nedbank Cup, the round of 32. This means that teams you've never heard of are going to play against teams that you have heard of. Now this week, Bidvest beat Bonya Tigers FC 4-0 and Polokwane City beat Shakuma Tsa Madzi Fadile.
That sounds...
Sorry, they lost to them. 2-1. Gosh, I was so excited about the name, I forgot. What an upset that is. Polokwane City. Absolutely hammered by TTM.
That sounds like a new trademark quote from a Disney movie. Shakume Tsitimbe.
Mazavadile.
That one.
Yeah, so tonight you got Cape Emoya United versus Swana University of Technology. And then AmaZulu will take on Highlands Park. But tomorrow, Saturday, you've got Chipper hosting Mamelodi Sundowns. Big game there at 3 o'clock. And then it's Mvoti FC versus TS Galaxy at 3. Then Free State Stars will take on Richards Bay. And then at 6, we've got Black Leopards versus Orlando Pirates. Another big game. And then Cape Town City versus Supersport United. If neither of those games really tickle you, well, you've got Chuckster Junior Shepherds versus the Golden Arrows at 8:15. And then on Sunday, Witbank Spurs, Maritzburg United at 3. The Super Eagles. That's not the Nigerian national team. That's just the Super Eagles. They'll take on Bloom Celtic at 3. Mombela United versus NC Professionals also at 3. And the final game for Sunday is the Tornado FC versus Kaizer Chiefs. God, I love those names, huh?
Tornado FC.
Tornado FC will be taking on Kaizer Chiefs. So that's your big local football for the weekend. There's no Premier League action this weekend because they've been playing the Carabao Cup. I think just out of sympathy for Spurs, they're not playing this weekend, seeing as there's just no players in that team anymore. Unfortunately, the search for Emiliano Sala has been called off. He has been presumed dead. He's, of course, that Argentinian guy who got into a small plane destined for Cardiff, his new club.
Oh, no.
But no, it's been called off. No sign of him. And that was it. Very, very sad story, that. Into the tennis. Now, tennis, of course, is what we play with. A racket and a ball. There's the four grand
slams. I watched some of that the other day.
And did you enjoy it?
It was the one where the guy had a temper tantrum.
It's not a movie, Leanne.
And it was the series where the episode with the guy who was smashing his tennis racket until it was basically nothing left in it.
Oh, that's happened.
He was playing against the Canadian and he lost badly.
Oh, no.
He's German. He's fourth seeded.
The German lost against the Canadian guy. Oh, yeah, Zverev.
Yes, that's it.
Jeez, he got hammered by Raonic.
Yeah, it was really hard to watch.
6-1, 7-6. Zverev is very young.
So embarrassing to watch, and he really smashed his racket until there was hardly anything left of it.
Well, after that, there was hardly anything left of Raonic, because in the next round, he lost Puel. Puel, the French guy.
Right. Yeah.
So the semifinals for the men's, as Leanne was so wonderfully introing there, is that Puel, who beat Raonic, who beat the guy smashing his racket, he's taking on Djokovic today. This is the big deal. And the winner of that will take on Rafael Nadal. Unfortunately, Nadal wiped the floor with young Tsitsipas. Tsitsipas. 6-2, 6-4, 6-0 is what Nadal beat Tsitsipas with. So he's through to the final. Will it be a Nadal-Djokovic final? How absolutely exciting. Because that's what everyone wants to see, basically. Pliskova, she took on Osaka in the semifinals and lost. So Osaka's through. Of course, she was the one who won the US Open. It's the last Grand Slam prizes. And Kvitova, she beat Collins. Collins' dream run came to a crashing halt. She was competitive in the first set, losing just 7-6, but then lost the last one, 6-love. So it is Osaka versus Kvitova. The winner will win $4.1 million. $4.1 million.
Jeez.
Damn, it's good. And cricket. Oh, what a weekend for cricket. Firstly, there's Test cricket on the go right now. England are getting absolutely trousered by the West Indies. Yesterday, they were bowled out for 77. The memes, the jokes. England, don't ever stop being who you are. So I've always said, they're such great entertainment. The Windies, they scored 289 on what seems to be a bit of a lively pitch. James Anderson, the mercurial evergreen James Anderson, he got 5 wickets in that opening dig. So the English would have been quite stoked with that. Nope. Batsmen were absolute horseshit, 77 all out. Kemar Roach got like 5 wickets and about no balls whatsoever. Just ran through them. And then in response, the Windies are 127 for 6. So that's only the end of day 2. This test match is rattling along nicely here. Windies are 339 ahead, 4 wickets in hand. Plenty of time. Test cricket is just a beautiful, beautiful thing. Sri Lanka, they're also playing test cricket right now, and they're also doing terribly at it. They were bowled out for 144 in Brisbane by the Australians. Now, if you get hammered by the Australians right now, yeah, you're not very good. But then again, Sri Lanka have lost those huge players and never able to kind of, you know, regather and replace them. Aussies currently 138 for 4. And that is day 2, session 1. So you can watch that throughout the weekend. And of course, it is the big ODI weekend for SA versus Pakistan. Now, Pakistan's captain, Sarfraz Ahmed, has responded to the allegation that he's a racist by saying he's deeply sorry. He meant no offense to any person, black person or otherwise. And he said he's very sorry. Faf du Plessis says that the team forgives him because he said sorry. That's kind of all you need to know about that. But yeah, tonight it's Centurion. The best place to get the beers, and it's a great place to go on a Friday night because if you love the smell of Boerewors and just being in a place where you can take your shoes off and, you know, become quite primal, Centurion is the place to watch cricket. Sunday, for a bit of a fancier time, well, that is the pink ODI at the Wanderers, the best ODI ground in the world. But the weather looks shit both days, especially
that's
Sunday.
The problem.
Especially Sunday, Leanne. Mm. Not only is it going to be wet, it's going to be cold too. An estimated high of just 21 degrees and lots of rain. So Duckworth Lewis is going to come out for it, which means that Pakistan will no doubt win both matches as a result.
Hmm.
Yeah, I know. Sad. Huge weekend in golf. So the year starts out with certain players picking certain tournaments and everyone kind of gets involved and then there's all this hype around new equipment. But this weekend, all the big players are playing. It is very much go time, starting with the Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines. This is a tournament where Ricky Fowler is kind of like the player host. Tiger Woods has played so many times at Torrey Pines. All that big story in the history is his last major triumph was there. But John Rahm said, screw all of you. He went out and shot 10 under 62, so he leads. Leads by one over Justin Rose and Doug Gim. CT Pan's also having a good time of things. He's minus 8. And Jordan Spieth's minus 7. So good scoring on the first day. Sadly, Tiger was only 2 under, which has already put him down to a place where he might be fighting for the cut. Not really. I think he'll make the cut. And over in Dubai at the Omega Dubai Desert Classic. This is a great tournament because it's obviously that iconic course in Dubai, which used to just be nothing more than a patch of grass and a puddle. It's now this amazing course with this huge thriving city around it. And Matt Fitzpatrick, he is currently in the lead at minus 7 with Bryson DeChambeau, Sergio Garcia, Tong Chai Jaidi, Callum Shinquin.
He said that so well.
A whole bunch of other guys just all chomping at his heels.
Tom who?
Tong Chai Jaidi.
Thank you.
He's from Thailand. He's won the French Open before. Seasoned veteran. All right, nice guy. Yeah. So loads and loads of golf to look forward to, along with all the cricket and all the football. And what else have we got, Sia? Well, I'll tell you what, that's pretty much it. That wraps up for the weekend. Thierry Henry, unfortunately, will be watching all of that because he no longer has a job. He's been given the arse at Monaco. It just, like, I mean, timing was terrible. Monaco, they used to be decent. Then there was that sort of bus attack where the players got attacked and there was terrorism involved. And suddenly they kind of went backwards from there. Lost a couple of key players. Of course, Kylian Mbappe was the young talent there. He got snapped up for a big team. They lost a couple of other big players. And they were on a downward spiral. So Thierry Henry, he went there saying he could, you know, put his French magic into it. Unfortunately, they're now second from bottom in Liga 1. And they used to be good. So, sad story there. I mean, who picks up from here? Who knows? I can't tell you. But I will tell you more about other sport on Monday.
Hmm.
Thank you, Ben.
You're welcome, sir.
Anything about Usain Bolt in the sports?
Nothing I can find here. Oh, there we go. Usain Bolt snubs Sia Sangweni in boozy press conference foray. Jeepers, that was a quick story. That's on Spice 24.
Oh, Spice 24. Wow, I'd love to read that a little later.
Great pick of you there, though.
I'm going to ignore that. Because I'm not going to go down that road with you, Ben. Thank you very much. Well, okay, that's a look at the sports. But yeah, as we mentioned a little earlier, if you are going to any matches or anything over the weekend, the weather service is advising that we have like bad weather to look forward to this weekend. But in the bad, there'll always be some good as well. Do you want something to lift your spirits?
Yes, always. Please.
That's where you come in, Sia.
Exactly. Cue said by Sia. So this morning I have a story that is frustrating to talk about because of the context, but at least in this, there are some heroes who are really doing good for the community. So the little town of Harrismith in...
Yes, I know that town very well.
How do you know it very well?
Because it's the town that people stop at when they go to Durban.
Yes, isn't it? Yeah, it is like halfway between Joburg and Durban.
What people forget is it's actually a town. It's not just a wimpy.
It's the one where they've got like farmyard animals, don't they? At the garage with the wimpy.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
I was once told to get out of the spur there because I wasn't wearing a shirt. I used to be rough.
I was going to say they were right. Yeah.
If you were expecting us to stand up for you, then...
No, not at all.
You're not on the beach, Ben.
I'm glad you know better, so you do better.
I wasn't wearing a shirt. I couldn't find it.
It was your DJ Ben K days. It's fine.
Yeah, it was rough.
Well, so the town of Harrismith, it has unfortunately been dealing with a no-water situation for the past 40 days.
40 days, no water.
40 days, no water. Now, this is why I say it's frustrating. It's not that the town doesn't have water. It's the fact that the municipality is so badly run that there aren't enough finances to fund the pumping of water. So it's a case of mismanagement and people not doing the right things in order to put money in the right places. So now the community has now been left with no water at all for the past 40 days. This is so frustrating. The people in the community are saying things rightfully so, like the municipality have failed us, they're utterly useless and only want our money for nothing in return.
Yes. What about the farmyard animals? Exactly. They need water.
You think of all of this and how horrible the situation could potentially be, but cue the good in all of this. There have been random farmers, as you were talking, Leanne, the farm animals, and it is a farming town to a certain extent. So random farmers and business owners in the area have actually banded together and say, look, we have the means, we have the equipment, so let's help distribute water throughout the rest of the town. So they're able to pump water out on their farms, load it onto their vans, their big tanks, their own water trucks as well. And these people, these personal businesses, the private businesses, have been doing what the municipality should be doing and driving around and distributing water. It's not their role at all. They should not be doing this, but at least there's someone who actually cares about doing good and making a difference, unlike the municipality.
That's lovely.
So kudos to all of these random farmers and business owners in the middle of Harrismith who are making a difference. There are people who are absolutely grateful for this. One of the incredible farmers who's actually doing lots in the space is Pietrus Klaassen van Eerden. So kudos to you and your team.
Shout out, Pietrus.
Yeah, he's been driving
go
around.
Pietrus.
Yeah. We like you, Pietrus Klaassen van Eerden. Has been driving around with this massive, massive truck and spending his own day going to other smaller communities in the Harrismith area and delivering water there. They've been able to single-handedly, the likes of Pietrus and other random farmers, have been able to bring water back to over 80% of the community. That's incredible.
Sure, that's really
so
nice.
So basically, make Pietrus your mayor, people of Harrismith.
Yeah.
Stop voting for this lame party who doesn't care. Get Pietrus involved.
Now's your chance.
This is what... I'm sorry, it's politics, no politics Friday, but on a voter registration weekend, this is what democracy is. This is what...
How apt?
This is what living in this thing should be about. Get Pietrus in charge. The guy clearly cares about people, and now he's making a difference.
Exactly.
Not the guy who siphoned off all the money so he can be... getting bottle service on a weekend away at Joburg.
True. I can't argue that at all. Yeah. So yeah, I did say it is a slightly frustrating story to bring up. Not even slightly. It is a frustrating story to bring up. But thankfully, there are people who are doing good. And so that's the positive spin on the
very
story.
Nice, yeah, very
and
nice.
That's your said by Sia for this Friday morning.
Thank you, Sia.
Yay. At least I hope we feel slightly better right now.
You know what made me feel even better, Sia?
Go ahead.
A double play.
Ooh.
Oh,
okay,
that's
DJ
nice.
Ben K.
Back to back.
Well, before we go into the end of part one, I actually just want to wrap things up. Smongile has just walked in and she had to unfortunately witness the debauchery that took place last night. Smongile, please come up to the microphone here. I was prefacing it all by saying that we had quite an odd experience with the Usain Bolt team, and particularly you had a strange encounter with Usain Bolt and his team.
Don't start with me.
Too late, we've already started. How do you summarize what we experienced last night?
I mean, it wasn't like one of the best press conferences to ever go to. We went a lot, but we're still not like allowed to do one-on-ones and stuff like that. It was a bit sad, to say the least.
Now, what happened between you and Usain's friend?
You're making it sound like we had chemistry. No, we did not.
No, no. He was saying the opposite.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, the guy wanted to take a picture. So,
of you?
No. Like, of him, oh, someone wanted to take a picture of him. I was standing by the bar just trying to get water.
Minding your own business.
Minding my damn business. So all I hear is sisters or sister.
And this is like a thick Jamaican accent. Yeah, because it's like, all his crew from Jamaica, yeah.
And I'm very confused because I'm like, okay, I look at him, he's looking at me, but he's not saying anything. So I'm like, okay, what's going on? I look around thinking maybe he was calling someone else. He was basically saying I should move out of the shot, but had no words. Like, he could have said, excuse me, can you just like... He didn't say that, which I found really rude. You can't just say sister to me and think I will magically know what you're trying to say.
And then we were also just trying to casually mind our own business and leave, but his whole entourage
blocked off the roads.
Yeah.
For like a couple of minutes, some Uber driver was angry, tried passing us to pass them, and it was such a hard thing to do. They blocked him too until his whole entourage was in that... I think it was two Range Rovers,
and there was another big car. Yeah. Well, yeah, Usain Bolt is just going to have a great old time this weekend.
I mean, with that much entourage, you better.
Yikes. Well, yeah, we made it through. Smongile, by the way, doesn't drink, but she herself was saying, how can we not have a bottle of something?
Yeah, like, I was like, can someone just give me something to remember this press conference?
At least we all love free
Why
stuff.
Why did I go there for just nothing?
So that's the first, thank you, Smongile, for letting us know. That's the first hour of the Gareth Cliff Show. This Friday morning, no politics Friday. It's the end of the week. We've all had a long week. It's time to at least relax and chillax nicely. Second hour coming up, but I have to say, I'll totally be blamed and judged for this song if no one likes it, but I watched Crazy Rich Asians, I think, last week, you know, the movie everybody has been talking about. And apart from it just being, I think, quite a cool movie, what I really took away from it as well is their soundtrack. So what they often do, they have a few original songs, one of them I'm going to play right now, but they also do a lot of famous covers. So they do an Asian version of like Madonna's Material Girl. It's in the same melody of Material Girl, but it's in an Asian language. Part of my ignorance, I don't know which one, but it all sounds very, very cool. So if you haven't watched Crazy Rich Asians, you're looking for something to watch over the weekend, I would suggest that. More importantly, you might even enjoy the music. So here's one from the soundtrack. It's by Miguel. This is the Gareth Cliff Show on cliffcentral.com.
This is cliffcentral.com.